Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of the European Show. I'm still your host, Mo Stewart, and we thought we'd do something a little bit different this month. Now, Liverpool have had a very strong connection to the Bundesliga ever since Jurgen Klopp became the manager. But this summer in particular, it looked like we were having a very strong scene through Liverpool's past, Liverpool's present, and Liverpool's future, all tied up within the Bundesliga, almost like a Christmas carol, but in summer, with all of us as the part of Scrooge. But we wanted to kind of delve into this a little bit deeper. So I wanted to speak to someone who knows a little bit about the Bundesliga, playing the part of Dickens in our Christmas carol, is a writer, poet, and football expert, Mr. Musa Okwonga. Musa, thank you very much for joining us.
My man, my pleasure. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, obviously, for Liverpool fans, the subject of Sadio Mane is still a little bit tender. We did very much love him, and we were very sad to see him go. And in those early days, when it looked like he was doing well, he was scoring, we all saw him with the megaphone in front of the stands. It was kind of like, I'm pleased he's happy, but it still hurts. Since then, it hasn't quite gone as well. The first thing I want to ask you about it is the idea of something that I heard you speak about on one of your studio shows, the idea of fit when it comes to a striker. Because the connection between Mane and Bayern, as we are led to believe, happens quite early on in last season. So you would have assumed that Nagelsmann would have had a very good and very strong plan for what he was going to do when Mane arrived. But that doesn't seem to have played out on the pitch.
It's a funny one with Nagelsmann, because watching him at Leipzig, it's funny how he scores goals and gets goals from his team. So he doesn't always get goals from the places you'd expect. So, for example, at RB Leipzig before, he had Angelino, who is basically a left-back who was one of the primary goal scorers, right? So Nagelsmann's patterns aren't always the most predictable. And maybe that is why he wasn't on the best of terms with Robert Lewandowski, who's a more conventional goal scorer, like a volume goal scorer, a high-volume goal scorer. The thing about Sadio Mane and fit at Bayern, I don't think it's a bad fit. I think it's more a question of the fact that Robert Lewandowski is a unicorn. Like, he has exceptional feet. He's a superb dribbler. He's a better dribbler than Erling Haaland, for example. He is an even more reliable finisher, I believe, in my opinion, in those games, in the very tightest games. I think he's an even more reliable finisher than Haaland, which is saying something. He is a truly exceptional striker, and he altered the destination of the Bundesliga. Sadio Mane is an exceptional forward, right? He's an exceptional forward who delivers in huge games. But an exceptional forward is not the same as an exceptional striker. And look, we've literally seen, there's like one or two strikers in the world at the moment, maybe Haaland, Benzema, and Lewandowski, that can decide leagues by themselves. And Sadio Mane isn't one of those players. And this was going to happen, no matter who Bayern signed to replace Lewandowski, this was going to happen. He hasn't scored in four games, but in two of those games, the opposing goalkeepers have put in all-time performances.
Yes.
All-time performances, and specifically Jürgen Sommer against Gladbach. You watch him, Jürgen Sommer has a thing where the harder the effort, the more likely he's to save it. What they should have done was hit really poor efforts from like 30 yards, more likely to score. So Mane's struggles are not specific to Mane. They're symptomatic of the wider quality of the Bundesliga and the challenges that any Bayern striker would face replacing Lewandowski.